get. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
All right. Not ready to make nice, not ready to back down. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of May, 2007. Glad to be with you here again. Got a really, really good show for you today. Got my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff, with a whole bunch of information to talk about. But first, I want to make my announcements. Remember, freedom to fascism. Okay, all you got to do is send an email to freedom777@safe-mail.net, and Bobby will be happy to send you out one free of charge, including the shipping. That's nice. You know, I commend Bobby for that, because I know he's got a full-time job, and he does that on his own time. So, again, it's freedom777@safe-mail.net, and I want to thank Bobby again, because it takes a little time for me to do other things. I haven't mentioned this gas out for a few days, and I noticed, you know, I pulled up and I got $20 worth of gas today, and it's $3.05 for regular here in Round Rock. And as predicted, I'm saying that it's going to be $4 a gallon by midsummer unless we do something about this, folks. And again, my solution is to not buy any gas at Mobil or Exxon. I hope not only that you guys are doing that, but that you're passing out the word for them not to. Now, I haven't personally looked at any Exxon Mobil gas stations, because the one I fill up at or get gas at is right up the block from me, and there's not any around. So I can't tell if how well it's working or if people are pulling in there or not. But anyway, if you would, please don't buy gas at Exxon or Mobil. I want to talk for just a minute about the pledge drive. Remember that RBN is in a pledge drive. We're looking to cover some back bills. We're making progress, but we are still not out of the woods yet. I want to thank Yvonne for sending in $25. And Yvonne, I know, has already pledged some money. She's in Arizona. She's my good listening buddy, and she's also, I believe, in the mortgage business. And Yvonne, you know, I don't know about you. I'd like to hear from you, Yvonne, to find out if the mortgage business is as bad as I think it is, because I am in the mortgage business and been having some problems lately. So drop me an email. Tell me what your position is on that, or how it's going for you. At any rate, please dig down. Yvonne sent $25. There's No Name, again, that sent $100. Thank you, No Name. And if you have not already sent in your pledge, if you're listening to this network and you the valuable information that you receive, okay, you are taking to heart, then please dig down, send us a check, send us your donations at 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go online at republicbroadcasting.org and click on PayPal, okay? Or you can call Sandra or Julie. It's 800-724-2719. Tell them I asked you to call them up, say hello, and give a donation. I want to take a few minutes here. Matter of fact, I've got a break coming up. So after the break, I've had pro and con on this intro music that I have on the Dixie Chicks. And the reason that I have the Dixie Chicks up is because I really respect these girls. Not only, what's the matter? I don't know what you do. Excuse me, folks. What? My engineer is trying to say something to me here. All right, anyway, talking about the Dixie Chicks. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my Dixie Chicks intro music, and then we're going to go to Don. Okay, so stick with us. We'll be back in three. Thank you.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I was on the subject of my intro music, the Dixie Chicks, and I've had many people tell me how much they love the Dixie Chicks, and then I've had one or two of them say that, well, you know, that they're, you understand their words, this is blah, blah, blah. And I've got an article here by Amy Branham that pretty much sums it up as to why I have the Dixie Chicks as my intro music. Other than the fact that I love their music. I'm going to read this to you folks before I go to my guest for the day, Don Nikoloff. So, and the title is The Dixie Chicks Were Right by Amy Branham. Last night, while surfing for something to watch on the television, my husband ran across the show Austin City Limits. The Dixie Chicks were playing, so he stopped his surfing and we watched them perform. It was good to see them up on stage performing again, especially in a Texas venue, although I do not believe the show was a rerun, although I do believe the show was a rerun from about a year ago. As I listened to the songs they performed, I thought of what the Dixie Chicks had been through, because they dared to voice an opinion contrary to that George Bush and the war in Iraq. They have had death threats, nearly lost their careers, and have virtually been blacklisted in country music. Their patriotism and right to life have been called into question time and time again. Their CDs have burned. Yet they came back full of defiance to sing and perform for us again, to a new crowd and fans that were happy to see them back. I couldn't help but to think as I sat there listening to them that the Dixie Chicks were right. They dared to speak the truth. When Natalie and crew spoke out, when so many others spoke out again, the war in Iraq during the lead-up, we should have listened to them. They had more sense than so much of the rest of our country. We were caught in fear, and that fear was used to fan the flames of war. When the Dixie Chicks spoke out, my son and the sons of my friends were still alive. They had just released a CD that had a song called, quote, Traveling Soldier. That tore me up every time I heard it. I could imagine that Traveling Soldier being my son, going so far away from home, writing letters to some girl back home. I could imagine my son coming home in a box and his name read in the memorial to the war dead. I could imagine. Yet I could not, even in my wildest dreams, have imagined the true despair, the true heartache, the true fear, and the pain I was to later experience. 3,422 American sons and daughters have died since this hideous war began. If we had only stopped and listened to the voice of reason, such as the Dixie Chicks, or so many of the others who cried out to our nation's leaders to not hastily go to war, those men and women would still be alive today. 25,378 soldiers would not be wounded and facing the rest of their lives, learning to live with their wounds. Countless civilians in Iraq would not have had to bury their dead if only we had listened to some voice, one voice, any voice of reason. But we did not listen. And now, when I listen to the Dixie Chicks' defiant song, I'm not ready to make nice, I can stand up with my head held high and say, hell yeah. I'm not ready to make right. I'm not ready to back down. I'm mad as hell. You get the picture. The Dixie Chicks were right. And folks, that's why I play the Dixie Chicks for my intro music. And by the way, put out an email to Amy Branham. I've invited her as a guest on my show. Hopefully she'll send me an email back. We can hook up and you'll be able to hear from her directly here in the next few days to a week. Looking at getting a couple other good guests up too. I'm looking at Dar Jamal and Dahlia Wasfi. But anyway, have I gotten my guest up yet? He's here? Okay, today my guest, as like every Tuesday, is Don Nikoloff. And we got a whole lot of stuff to cover today. It's going to be really good. So without any further ado, let's go to Don. Don, you with me?
I'm with you, Michael. How are you?
I'm pretty good today. Did you hear my little letter on the Dixie Chicks?
Yes, I did.
That's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, that pretty much says it all. Anyway, you sent me an email this morning, Don, and we've got a whole mess of stuff to cover today, and all of it here looks really interesting. I suppose we want to start with our update of Wantagate, yes?
Yes, we could do that. There's a lot going on worldwide as we speak, so what I have to say is really prefaced by the communications that are going on between Michael C. Cottrell and various people in the White House and Banks and the information he's forwarding to Christopher Story, who is the editor of numerous financial publications that come out of New York and London, mm-hmm. one of them being the International Currency Review. Christopher has been basically the mouthpiece for Ameritrust Group, Inc., the official corporation of Lewanta Group. Where do we start? Well, there are some letters which Mr. Story has written to the White House notifying them of the continuing saga of their promises that these funds are forthcoming, and we're speaking about the $4.5 trillion, that's trillion with a T, mm-hmm. Settlement that Ambassador Wanta was willing to work out, which I repeat myself based on past conversations we've had, that this would basically exonerate the thieves of the $65.5 trillion that is left out of the settlement. By all rights, the full $75 trillion accrued sum of these funds, which Wanta placed in offshore accounts per instruction of President Reagan, have been raided, even though they belonged to his company. He was given the authority to assemble these funds. And on behalf of the U.S. Treasury Department and for the benefit of the American people, this money should be in the U.S. Treasury, mm-hmm. and it's being laundered and diverted constantly. again, it's not reported in the mainstream media because they're conspirators in the cover-up.
Well, you know, speaking of mainstream media, Don, what is reported in mainstream media, for example, the Queen's visit to the United States, okay, we know that wasn't what they portrayed it in mainstream. I'm really curious about this Wolfowitz resignation, you know, the real purpose other than what the mainstream spin puts on it.
Well, for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar who Wolfowitz is, that he's Michael speaking about Paul Wolfowitz, who is the chairman of the World Bank. Now, an interesting point, I think, would be to mention that the World Bank president in recent times has been an appointee of the American government. Usually the president appoints this person. It kind of ties the whole world economic structure together, and if they're going to bring the United States, which is the last frontier in achieving their new world order, to its knees, they have to do that through the banks, and so they always have a take on what's going on in the world arena of finances. Mr. Wolfowitz ran into some trouble because he's a married man and he has a girlfriend, or a mistress, if you want to call her that, who he appointed a position within the World Bank and was paying her a rather exorbitant salary. And, of course, this presented a conflict of interest. What's interesting, and this has gotten the ire of a lot of people, that Mr. Wolfowitz is of Jewish descent, and this is an Arab woman, which totally belies this conflict that we have going on worldwide.
Is that why they're stirring the pot so high on that issue?
Well, that's a big issue over there. It concerns me not at all.
Well, same with me. I mean, but, you know, with the powers that be, it might. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's similar to the problem that Princess Diana had with, you know, being engaged to Dodi Fayed. And the embarrassment that was to the British royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wolfowitz is facilitating, and this is according to Michael C. Cottrell, Leo Wanta, and Christopher Story, and is coming out in Christopher's writings constantly, that Wolfowitz has been a facilitator of these financial transactions, these illegal transactions that have been going on. Now, someone that missed our last show last Tuesday and hasn't really been following up on what's going on in the internet media, the alternative media, this is a highly publicized story throughout the world, and yet, other than on the internet, you hear nothing about it whatsoever. Congress knows about this. Congressmen have received the same letters that the president has received. Virtually everyone in the cabinet has received the same letters,
mm-hmm.
and they're being notified that they're still not in compliance with the law, and that they're actually violating over some 25 major laws that deal with money laundering and racketeering and even you know, according to Mr. Story, I mean, they have evidence of these funds being used in the drug business.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about illegal drugs. So, you know, it's got tremendous international implications, and Wolfowitz has actually been playing a role in this whole thing. Now, there. Last week, we discussed briefly the takedown of the Bank of England, where they shut down the bank's computer systems for an eight-hour period on March 29th and March 30th, where ordinary Brits couldn't get their money. Here's that music.
All right, we got a break. Don, are you speaking close to the microphone? I've got a little bit of a, kind of sounds like you're coming out of a tube there. I don't know.
Well, I'm hearing some speaker feedback. I think someone may have speakers on
all right.
Over there.
All right, tell you what, we'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest weekly, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. Stick with us. It's going to get better. We got other things to talk about as well.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HR. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with an update from my guest, Don Nikoloff, on Wantagate, and a few other things we're going to go into. Got a short segment coming up here. Don, go ahead. Continue. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead and continue, Don.
In Christopher Story's last posting, which I briefly mentioned some excerpts from last May 15th, in fact, that came out just before the end of his business day, I guess. He mentioned some warnings that he was basically giving to various leaders around the world governments, and he was naming out some British intelligence operatives who are also members of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And he went off on a bunch of the American conspirators, and I think this would be interesting to hear what he published, because they've been raiding his website, taking it down, interfering with phone conversations, and if he's not reporting the truth, then why are they interfering, you know, with normal communications? You have to ask yourself that question.
Oh, I've asked myself that question, and I already know the answer, but, you know, and for any skeptical listeners out there, but, you know, it's curious when we talk about this. You know, you're talking about this Twin Cities, the prediction or whatever, with a possible false flag event at the 2000 or after the 2008 Republican National Convention, and I find it very curious, Don, that here's a report from May 21st of this year. Okay. That the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, signed on May 9, 2007, declares that in the event of a catastrophic event, George W. Bush can become what is best described as a dictator. They just put this through. Okay, so this is just yet another piece of the puzzle leading up to, if there is another false flag event, that he can just come in, take over, cancel the elections, and he's now a dictator. Totally.
Sure. Well, Christopher Story did file a report with the law enforcement in New York before returning to London back in 2004. And this was on the information given to him, and this was intelligence information that Delmark Mike Vreeland had given him. Mm-hmm. Now, Vreeland was correct about 9/11 as well, and probably a month before 9/11 he had given many people that information, not just Christopher Story, and it panned out to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
What those events are designed to do is just to shock people into a state of disbelief, and then they go ahead and they put out their propaganda. And Christopher Story felt he had a duty to report this event, not just because possibly millions of lives would be lost, but that he knew who was behind it, and he was following what was going on with Wantagate, and had been for some time. So this was not a coincidence that, again, another false flag event was brought to his attention. And it certainly connects the dots with all the things that are going on. Now, he mentioned in his last report, and I'd like to read this to you. It's kind of interesting. He addresses this to William Jefferson Clinton, former president of the United States. Ambassador Wanta worked for you when you became president, giving many ongoing intelligence operations with which he was involved on behalf of Uncle Sam, left over from the Reagan and Bush I administrations. When you became aware of the immense sums of money that had accumulated in pursuit of his legitimate presidential instructions, you resolved to take him out of the way and to seize control of the funds yourself. With your corrupt co-conspirators, the Bush family, and corrupt banking and intelligence operatives, you personally orchestrated the Wisconsin dimension of Leo E. Wanta's takedown in collaboration with your buddy Mark Rich, whose real identity as the long-range DVD operative Hans Braun we have revealed in International Currency Review Volume 31, Number 3 and 4, in November of 2006. Do not imagine that your motives for berating the American electorate into voting for your CIA wife are not clearly understood in the appropriate circles, and do not take it for granted that you can continue to manipulate the criminal financial operations with which you have been so notoriously associated for the past 15-plus years with impunity. Just because the gold badges and the U.S. military are so feeble and lacking in backbone, this does not mean that you too will not receive your comeuppance in due time. You will. Now, he gives us some warnings, or, you know, to heed the warning that it's in Clinton's interest to have Hillary elected, because then she can give presidential pardons to all the people that are involved in this corruption. And that's something seriously for people to consider. If you look at the fact that we have a divided political system, and the only reason it's divided is to divide the people, then it becomes very clear as to what's going on and why Congress isn't doing anything about it. The whole world knows about this. He mentions some comments to Vladimir Putin, and gives Putin some advice.
Well, the whole world knows about this. I mean, literally, the educated public throughout the world knows about this, and we're the only country that very few of us know about it. Am I correct there?
Yes, and that's primarily outside of the alternative media, the internet, and certain publications like the Idaho Observer and some of the magazines that that report this stuff.
Okay. We're going to take a break, Don, then we'll be back for a long segment. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. It's going to get even better.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come a little bit closer and hear what Don Nikoloff has to say, because this is important information, and you compare the dots with what's going on in mainstream, and you see what's going on behind the scenes, folks. Long segment here, Don. Continue. Where were we? Let's see.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the implications, you know, internationally that are going on here. Now, let's go back to the Queen's money here.
Okay.
We're talking about the illegal shifting, and this I looked into this a bit further because I was a bit uninformed as to the extent of the damage, but it was basically electronically on paper that they swindled 10,000 tons of gold, and the worth of that gold, which according to Christopher Story belonged to the Queen of England, was $4.8 trillion. Now you add that to the $4.5 trillion that they're playing with in the Lewanta money now, and what is that, $9.3 trillion?
Mm-hmm.
Or 8.3, excuse me.
Yeah, let me ask you. I mean, what are your predictions on what is probably going to happen to the money? Because I know part of that, it has to be part of this money is going to fund these shadow government operations with Blackwater and so forth. But what are your predictions here?
Well, first of all, and let me correct that math again. That's $9.3 trillion. Okay, 9.3. He's demanding that the money be refunded not only to the Bank of England, which is, for all intents and purposes, bankrupt, but in the tracking of these funds, I mentioned how they were trying to set up a sting operation to embarrass and entrap Michael C. Cottrell, the treasurer and vice president of Ameritrust Group, Inc. And this is the real company we're talking about. We're not talking about the CIA stolen version, okay? We're not talking about the scamming that's going on. Many banks are going under. Christopher Story has alluded to the bodies of bank directors that are found in Scotland and England and throughout the United States. Of course, you're not hearing about this. We're hearing still about the three blonde bimbos. And
that's not my Dixie Chicks, though. He's not alluding to those. Go ahead.
No, they're far from that. Believe me.
Yeah.
Never apply that. And so in the course of all this coming out, also the information is coming out again that these accounts are being frozen and that taxes are being calculated and that there are going to be triple damages on the parts of the account holders when they can't show legitimate source of funds. Hey, this is stolen money we're talking about here, folks. So, you know, you steal trillions of dollars and put them in secret bank, put it in secret bank accounts, money that is supposed to be in the U.S. Treasury, and then try to draw credit, to try to make withdrawals from those accounts, and find out that your credit cards have been frozen as well and they don't work. You are in a bit of a financial quandary.
Mm-hmm.
These people, and we're talking about 1,500 plus people, and this is not a number that they invented. This is based on the intelligence information that virtually all of Congress knows about this. Now, I don't know who in Congress is involved personally, but every posting that Christopher Story puts out basically describes the whole administration, the whole cabinet, and then there are people within the Treasury Department and other federal departments that know about this and are facilitating this. And what's interesting is when you mention Homeland Security, the same names come up as in Wantagate. Or when you mention 9/11, the same names come up again in Wantagate. And if you look at what's going on today, basically worldwide, the same names come up in Wantagate.
So, now, we've got a small list of players here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, predictions, Lord knows what's going to happen. I certainly would give credence to the plausibility that there would be another, if not several, false flag events. And Christopher Story felt it was his duty to point that out, and he believes that having reported it in 2004 stopped it or prevented it from happening because it was disclosed. Publicly disclose as to who was behind it. Now, I haven't read the affidavit that he filed, but he's written about it numerous times, and obviously they're not pleased with the fact that he possibly diverted a government-backed nuclear catastrophe, which would subsequently be blamed on some cave dwellers in Afghanistan. And so we still face that possibility. They're going to try to do that anyway.
Right, and as I said before, it's very curious because it ties right in with this recent presidential directive, the Homeland Security presidential directive, on national continuity policy. And in that, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago, that in the event of a catastrophic event, George W. Bush can become what is best described as a dictator. Why would they, you know, be laying the groundwork to implement this unless these psychopaths really are planning something? Especially, and I'll mention this, Don, Ron Paul is gathering an immense amount of momentum, And he's scaring the heck out of these people. And as long as he keeps getting his face out there in the mainstream, these neocons and these puppets, if you will, like Giuliani and McCain, are getting increasingly more paranoid of this guy. And if they can't get him out of there, and if the American public gives the support, of which I think they will, you know, there's nothing these psychopaths can do in order to retain power, with the exception of another false flag event. Would you agree with that?
Sure. And I view the long list of candidates that they have in these debates, for instance, you know, these people we know will all eventually drop out, but it's all intended to gauge exactly who they're going to have to put up against Ron Paul, despite mm-hmm. his popularity. Now, we're witnessing the manipulation of websites. Someone sent me an email yesterday of a website where they have the candidates pictured, and when you take your cursor and place it over Ron Paul's picture, it turns to the word spammer.
Really?
Across. Oh, yeah. It's kind of interesting, the things that they're doing and the minds, you know, that are in the sewer.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I notice, and I thank you for turning me on to this search engine, Mozilla Firefox, because I'm noticing now that, you know, if I'm going in on my normal web browser and I'm doing research on certain issues, and I'll click on an article. You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but when I'm doing deep research on different subjects, it'll come up on eBay, for crying out loud. Unless I go through Mozilla Firefox, then the article that I'm looking for will come up. Now, who is manipulating this?
Well, what browser were you using?
Internet Explorer.
Well, then you know who's behind that.
That would be who? Bill Gates? I don't know. I'm a computer idiot here.
Well, he supposedly stepped back, from managing the company. But obviously, whoever conceives of those ideas is interested in intercepting the information.
Right, and they'll flip it over. When you go to click on it through Internet Explorer, it'll go into eBay, and it's not even related to what you're looking for. And this has happened to me 20 times over the past 4 or 5 days. You know, well, but if I go through Mozilla Firefox, then it'll come up.
That's because they've probably programmed into their search engines, the keywords that trigger those types of, links or URLs to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another attempt to sell you something, you know.
Like I get so many. I've got so many pop-ups there, I need to throw the computer out and put another one in. But I'll tell you what, are we about through with the update I want to get? Because I want to, you know, this money ties in. There's some interesting tidbits on this compound in Paraguay that I wanted to get into. Unless you have something else you want to add regarding Watergate.
Well, I think what's happening is they're losing this fight, and it's having a drastic impact on the European Union as well. They have their own scam. The euro is as much a scam as the Federal Reserve note,
mm-hmm.
and some of the countries are reissuing their former currencies. There is division amongst the people and even amongst certain governments. And they've yet to totally take control of Great Britain, and this act, the stealing of the Queen's funds did not go unnoticed over there. Although you hear nothing about it in mainstream media, you are talking about the biggest bank heist in history, but they'll talk about the train robbery in New England years ago, you know, the $3 to $6 million, whatever it was.
Well, what's so curious about it is that, you know, and there are still maybe some skeptics out there that don't believe this, but what's so curious about this is all of these things that are being reported through this Watergate thing, and we have, you know, world-renowned people working on this behind the scenes. But yet what you see on mainstream, you know, like the Queen's visit, and she's smiling, she gets off the plane and so forth, but really, it all ties in perfectly with what's going on behind the scenes. It's just that the mainstream doesn't report it. And that's what continually fascinates me, is the spin they put on everything. You know, the Queen, Wolfowitz and his little mistress, and resigning from the World Bank and blah, blah, blah. And they're all tied in with this, you know, but they can't tell you what's going on, so they have to cover it up and spin it somehow.
Well, yeah, you know, we've had CIA directors resign although it was more like they were dragged into some drug cartel event where a huge drug cache was found in an airplane, and they weren't willing to take the fall. We have those types of events going on all the time. Look how many changes we've had in the leadership of intelligence agencies. And it's the intelligence agencies which are behind all this. They're the ones doing the scamming.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Story wrote a letter to Michael Cottrell wrote a letter to the FBI demanding an investigation. And they said, they responded by saying that because you didn't name the agent, there's no charge here. That we see no reason to investigate a crime. The Supreme Court justices have received this information. And you know, you report these crimes to law enforcement or to a judge, and they're supposed to be investigated. And it's being stymied at every turn. Now, on an international scale, these people want this to go forward. People in other governments stand to get money on just the basis of the tax dollars that were due according to the business arrangements that Lewanta had made. $30 billion to Putin, $5 billion each to a number of European countries, and then Mexico even getting $5 billion. Why, I don't know, but that was something that Ambassador Wanta arranged. And the Queen actually demanded the money, and to the penny immediately, and they tried to bargain some two-week grace period or something so they could get the business together. And she said, absolutely not. I want it right now. And she concluded her remarks to our administration by saying she looks forward to doing business with Ambassador Wanta. So on a worldwide basis, this man is respected everywhere except in our country where they're stealing the money.
Now, where exactly was she quoted? In what publication or what media was she quoted in saying that?
Actually, Christopher Story gave me that information.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay. So I got that pretty much from the horse's mouth.
Okay. All right. So are we pretty much through with that and ready to shift gears?
Oh, yeah. It may come up again.
Okay. Well, it's also, you know, it's like weaving a blanket here, you know, because when you start connecting the dots, all this stuff hooks in. But this, you know, the fascinating thing, this compound in Paraguay where Bush's daughter went down and made the deal, you know, and as a trustee or whatever, and bought this 98,000 whatever odd acres. And I find, you know, it's tied in with Sun Myung Moon, of which evidently they're behind the scenes buddies as well. I mean, it just, you know, it's like a patent place that never ends here.
Actually, Moon went down there. Now, he's the head of the Unification Church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a Korean Christian church that had a massive a congregation in New York City. And, Reverend Moon back in the 70s was notorious for having commanded 3,200 couples to get married.
Well, I remember back in the 70s, I know that there was, you know, in the San Francisco Bay Area back when, you know, where I was raised, they had what they called moonies that were always out on the street corner collecting money for this guy. And, you know, I don't know how much money he is. And then there was a scandal about this gentleman. I call him a gentleman, say that loosely. There was a scandal on him. I think it was back in the 80s. All right, but and you know, he was blackballed or something, I think, if I recall correctly. It's been 20 years ago. But then all of a sudden he's resurfaced again. Now he's a major player.
Well, he's been actually since around 1995. I think he began the purchase of 1.4 million acres of land, and it happens to be right next to.
I was going to say it's Bush's next door neighbor, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this is documented. I mean, the land that Bush owned, and we know he bought it, 98,000 acres, is right next door to Reverend Moon. All right, so they can shake hands over the fence, you know, when they're cutting their lawn or whatever.
Yeah, it's closer to 99,000 acres. So.
Oh, 90. I'm sorry. Did I say 9,800? Yes, 99,000 acres. Right. All right, go ahead.
And there's a base there. American taxpayers are paying for the base. They're paying for military there. And what's interesting is, there was a recent request put into the government of Paraguay to give or extend immunity to any international prosecution that might come the way of these American soldiers are there. What are they planning? You have to ask yourself, why would you ask for immunity? And you know,
well, is it things that, in your estimation, is it things that they have already done or things that they're planning to do?
No, this has been reported already. As far as, you know, they've been granted this immunity. Now, your guess is as good as mine as to what that would entail. Is it something that's already going on there? I don't know. Or is it something planned to go on there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's interesting is it's sitting amongst these camps or these compounds that they have there, which are really military bases, are sitting in the midst of the drug business there. Okay, you've got Bolivia and Brazil and Argentina and Paraguay all joining right in this location, and they're controlling an aquifer there as well.
Okay.
So it sounds like they're planning a long-term stay.
Really? Okay, well, let's take a break here, Don. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We're talking about the compound in Paraguay now. Stick with us. It's going to get better. We'll see you in three.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here, Don. We're talking with my guest, Don Nikoloff, updating you on the Wantagate. And we're talking right now about the compound in Chaco, Paraguay, and the Reverend Good Sun Myung Moon. And he's the next-door neighbor of the property that George Bush happened to buy down there. So go ahead, Don.
Well, it was originally reported last fall. This story came out, and Jenna Bush was down there signing the papers. And that was, you know, the paparazzi was down there. So the story came out, and further information started coming out that there was a Marine detail down there, that there were soldiers. There's a very large airstrip and facilities to house up to 16,000 troops.
And you got to ask yourself, what in the world is this for? You know, the 16,000 troops just boggles the mind. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I don't recall this coming forward as a bill through Congress. I don't know if you recall such a thing.
I've never seen anything about it.
And why this is permitted to go on, obviously, you know, should raise everyone's ire. It's being either paid for with tax dollars or the misappropriated WANTA funds.
Well, I don't think it's being paid for with tax dollars, because if you look at the annual budget, the tax dollars, I don't think even are covering the interest on the national debt at this point. So it's got to be – go ahead.
Well, that point's well taken, but if you consider the fact that Ambassador Wanta is trying to pay the taxes on this money in the settlement, you know, he doesn't get $4.5 trillion.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that the evidence points to money that is off budget. You know, for example, just the $2.3 trillion missing out of the Pentagon that, you know, was under the control of Dov Zakheim. You know, where did this money come from? There was not that much money allotted in the budget for the taxpayer in our military budget to accumulate that sort of money. So it had to come from somewhere else. Am I out in left field here?
No, exactly. That's the point I've been making.
And I want to remind people what the large majority of the American public does not know is that there is what is called international trading that goes on all over the world, but it's illegal here in the United States. If you go to a foreign country, you go to the Philippines or you go to the Europe or whatever, you can involve yourself in international trading. And they use these trading schemes to basically multiply the money tenfold in a short period of time under fractional banking regulations. And I'm the first to admit, I don't know exactly how it works, but I've been involved in it 10 years ago. And I've been scammed out of some money, and I've had other listeners that have called me asking me for help because the same thing has happened to them. So this money is coming from somewhere off of the budget from the taxpayer. Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
Well, if you recall, in 9/11, there were all these put options that, you know, basically put options are going to bet that that a company is going to move in one way or another. And so it's a big gamble. And that all the put options existed exclusively in United and American Airlines should put up a red flag. Why wasn't there an SEC investigation into that? And there are people that came forward, you know, talking about the actual corruption going on with the computer software companies that were working in the World Trade Center.
Well, I think that, you know, you follow the money. The money trail led back to where they didn't want you to know it went, so they dropped it. And they said in the 9/11 King Commission report, they said it's of no relevance, which is totally ridiculous. But at any rate, listen, we're going to go to the top of the hour break, and I think maybe we should open the phone lines next hour. We still got a couple of topics to cover, but I'd like to hear from some of the listeners. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Stick with us. We'll be back for the second hour in 2 minutes. A message.